Well, the Green Party's immigration spokesperson, Ricardo Menendez-March, is opposed to Posey Parker's visit. He's with us now. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
What is the key grounds for your opposition to this visit?
Immigration New Zealand has the ability to factor in things like public safety or even public interest, actually, when making decisions regarding approving a visa.
What is the risk to public safety?
Look, we've seen what happened in Australia, right? Galvanising neo-Nazis and actually having women being assaulted by security guards during the protest. Having someone like Posse coming here to spew violence and attracting the kind of neo-Nazi crowd that they had in Australia could actually risk the well-being of rainbow communities and Muslim communities here as well.
She argues that she had nothing to do with the Nazis who turned up, and she argues that she certainly doesn't support them at all.
Well, look, this is a trend, though, right? Australia isn't the only incident where she has attracted the support of fascist groups and individuals. In the US, she was being supported by the Proud Boys, a well-known fascist organization. So I think there is a trend here, and I've organized and attended many rallies in my time. As an organizer, you have a duty of care to not enable Nazis going to your protest. And there wasn't any of that during the events you organized.
Aren't we capable of having this debate, though? I mean, why? The problem is if you go ahead with the ban, or if the immigration minister chooses to do that, you end up turning it into a martyr situation. I mean, you heard her. You may have heard the clip from her before. That's almost what she wants, the publicity.
I don't really care what she actually wants. I think the reality here is that we shouldn't be giving an inch to Nazis. I think this isn't really a debate. I mean, the kind of rhetoric that is being spewed in those events is literally about the elimination of rainbow communities. You saw how there were basically banners calling the whole of the queer community pedophiles. And when we just commemorated March 15, I mean, do we really want...
I understand your argument, and I know there are a lot of people who sympathise with that argument, but there is a debate. Whether you like it or not, there are people texting in this morning arguing the exact opposite, saying that women, they sympathise with the trans community in its battle for equality. However, this shouldn't be at the cost of women, and they feel that women should be able to speak. So whether we like it or not, there is a debate.
No one is going to stop her from speaking. If anything, you've seen her videos online. No one is stopping her from speaking. This is about Immigration New Zealand being able to factor in issues around public safety. We actually stopped someone like Tyler, the Creator, coming in because his concerts were deemed to be too unsafe for the members of the public. This is a convention that we have and that we use often when making decisions regarding visas. Based on what happened in Australia, I do think there are genuine...
I get it, but there's two separate things here. The public safety is an argument which to be considered. The issue about whether or not she should be allowed to come and debate these issues is the more tricky issue, right? And I understand that there are those, who argue that she shouldn't be able to make a view, but by saying you can't, you've ended up, you create this situation where there are groups of people who feel that their voice isn't being heard and that there isn't a room for a debate.
She has a massive audience online. No one is going to stop her from speaking. I abhor her ideology, but to imply that not enabling here on to come here on genuine public safety concerns based on what happened to Australia is not going to prevent her from spewing her views online. So I think there's two separate things, and this is why I'm focusing on the genuine grounds that Immigration New Zealand can use and is actually reviewing when it comes to granting her a visa.
Ricardo, thanks very much for that. Ricardo Menendez-March. We'll have more views on this a bit later.